A really beautiful Friday, and as we continue on from yesterday's teaching about clearing your space, I do hope you get a chance over the weekend or the week ahead to be able to start doing that. So today, as we move on with this topic of letting go, it's important to know that when we clear things from our physical environment or our physical space, we create room then that we can bring new things into it. And I wanted to talk to you about the energy of doing that in tandem with one another. So we clear space and we create space. And as we clear and let go, we bring new things in. Oftentimes we wait till we maybe have got rid of something altogether before we bring something new in. And definitely there are certain circumstances where we have to do that. But I would like you to think about what you could create and bring into your space while you are letting go of something. Perhaps you're going through a period of time where maybe you're in a place of grief. Now, as I would have explained in the introductory text above, grief is not just about losing a loved one. Grief can come where you feel like you've lost yourself a little bit and you're grieving for yourself, or perhaps life hasn't panned out the way that you want. And maybe as you go through that period of grief, you have to give yourself a chance to process what's happened and acknowledge what's happened and work through the stages of that. But perhaps in the time that you're doing that, you can also start to look forward to things that you would like to create in your life, maybe starting to do some nice things for yourself. So when we do them in tandem with one another, what actually starts to happen is the space that we're creating, that if we're beginning to fill that with good things, we start to actually lift our own energy. That the process of letting go, whilst it's definitely a process we have to go through, it can become a little bit, I would even say easier, but a little bit more simpler, let's say. And this can be really, really helpful. If you're clearing your physical space, you may want to bring new things into that space. So I suggested yesterday about maybe getting rid of clothes or photographs, even just putting them in your attic or in a press or something. Maybe you want to bring out new photographs or new pictures or new colours in your home, your workspace, even in your car. So this is a really important piece, because I feel like for us to be able to feel like we're doing something, we want to be proactive a lot of the times in our healing. Like, you know, sometimes we have to just be patient and move along with the pace of things. And patience is definitely a part of letting go, but it doesn't stop us from looking forward. And as we energetically clear space and physically clear space, we allow better things to come in and be created. So for today, what I'd like you to think about is, what do I want to clear and what do I want to create? And how could I potentially do these at the same time, or begin to look towards creating as I'm clearing? So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you really soon.